of the Roman Empire had been acquired about the same time and in the same manner by the barbarians of Germany and Arabia. Time and treaties had legitimated the conquests of the Christian Franks. But in the eyes of their subjects and neighbours, the Mohammedan princes were still tyrants and usurpers who, by the arms of war or rebellion, might be lawfully driven from their unlawful possession. As the manners of the Christians were relaxed, their discipline of penance was enforced. And with the multiplication of sins, the remedies were multiplied. In the primitive church, a voluntary and open confession prepared the work of atonement. In the Middle Ages, the bishops and priests interrogated the criminal, compelled him to account for his thoughts, words, and actions, and prescribed the terms of his reconciliation with God. But as this discretionary power might alternately be abused by indulgence and tyranny, a rule of discipline was framed to inform and regulate the spiritual judges. This mode of legislation was invented by the Greeks. Their penitentials were translated or imitated in the Latin Church. And in the time of Charlemagne, the clergy of every diocese were provided with a code which they prudently concealed from the knowledge of the vulgar. In this dangerous estimate of crimes and punishments, each case was supposed, each difference was remarked, by the experience or penetration of the monks. Some sins are enumerated which innocence could not have suspected, and others which reason cannot believe. And the more ordinary offences of fornication and adultery, of perjury and sacrilege, of rapine and murder, were expiated by a penance which, according to the various circumstances, was prolonged from 40 days to 7 years. During this term of mortification, the patient was healed, the criminal was absolved by a salutary regimen of fasts and prayers. The disorder of his dress was expressive of grief and remorse, and he humbly abstained from all the business and pleasure of social life. But the rigid execution of these laws would have depopulated the palace, the camp, and the city. The barbarians of the West believed and trembled, but nature often rebelled against principle, and the magistrate laboured without effect to enforce the jurisdiction of the priest. A literal accomplishment of penance was indeed impracticable. The guilt of adultery was multiplied by daily repetition. That of homicide might involve the massacre of a whole people. Each act was separately numbered. And in those times of anarchy and vice, a modest sinner might easily incur a debt of 300 years. His insolvency was relieved by a commutation or indulgence. A year of penance was appreciated at 26 solidi of silver, about £4 sterling for the rich, at 3 solidi or 9 shillings for the indigent. And these alms were soon appropriated to the use of the church, which derived from the redemption of sins an inexhaustible source of opulence and dominion. A debt of 300 years, or £1,200, was enough to impoverish a plentiful fortune. The scarcity of gold and silver was supplied by the alienation of land, and the princely donations of Pepin and Charlemagne are expressly given for the remedy of their soul. It is a maxim of the civil law that whosoever cannot pay with his purse must pay with his body, and the practice of flagellation was adopted by the monks, a cheap though painful equivalent. By a fantastic arithmetic, a year of penance was taxed at 3,000 lashes, and such was the skill and patience of a famous hermit, St. Dominic of the Iron Cuirass, that in 6 days he could discharge an entire century by a whipping of 300,000 stripes. His example was followed by many penitents of both sexes, and as a vicarious sacrifice was accepted, a sturdy disciplinarian might expiate on his own back the sins of his benefactors. These compensations of the purse and the person introduced in the 11th century a more honourable mode of satisfaction. The merit of military service against the Saracens of Africa and Spain had been allowed by the predecessors of Urban II. In the Council of Clermont, that pope proclaimed a plenary indulgence to those who should enlist under the banner of the cross, the absolution of all their sins, and a full receipt for all that might be due of canonical penance. The cold philosophy of modern times is